In Poland last night, fans celebrating the victory of a Warsaw soccer team went on a rampage. They hurled cobblestones at police, injuring dozens of officers, and smashed shops and cafes in the city's historic old town. It was the kind of soccer hooliganism that has plagued Europe for years, and it's just what German officials are gearing up for as they prepare to host the World Cup games next month. For their part, Germany's European neighbors will try to make sure troublemakers don't even cross the border. NPR's Rachel Martin has this report on World Cup preparations now underway.
It's a familiar sound in Europe, soccer fans singing badly and chanting on their way to a game. But on this train, heading from Warsaw to Berlin, the fans have apparently had too much to drink and have even started to get violent. But this is a training exercise meant to help Polish police officers in the northern border region between Germany and Poland. They're practicing their World Cup security operations, and the fans are fellow officers, role-playing, with painted faces and waving team flags. The train pulls up to the station in Krosno, and the fans start yelling insults at the police assembled at the platform. Then the officer in charge of the exercise announces instructions. A melee breaks out. Bottles fly out the windows. Police dogs chase fleeing hooligans down the train platform. Black-clad SWAT teams carrying batons and shields descend on the scene in front of at least a dozen television news cameras. The event is equal parts training exercise and public relations campaign. In the past few months, Poland has been the focus of German media reports, highlighting growing concerns about hooligans who may disrupt the World Cup. European soccer has a long-standing problem with hooligans, people from all social and economic backgrounds who follow their favorite soccer teams around and often get involved in drunken brawls with fans from the opposing sides. But Christian Zaks of Germany's Interior Ministry says the hooligan problem is changing.
Now we have a new situation, especially in Eastern Europe, where we have young, frustrated men and women. They don't see any chance on the job market, so the frustration and aggression level is extremely high. They tend to be much more aggressive and brutal than the traditional hooligans in Western Europe.
Zaks says it's likely these hooligans are planning to use the World Cup to stage their own form of gang warfare on a global stage. Lieutenant Mariusz Sukuczynski of Poland's Border Control is one of the organizers of the training exercise in Krosno. He says Polish hooligans are no more threatening than those from Britain or Germany.
A few isolated incidents have created this spiral of fear that is making people paranoid, but such a threat does not exist.
But officers who have direct experience dealing with hooligans have a starkly different opinion. Derek Kowalski is a 35-year-old special operations officer with the Polish police. He says fan violence at Polish soccer games has escalated.
This is a war between law officers and these so-called fans, and there are no rules. It's either we win or the hooligans win, and sometimes it's a life or death situation.
Germany has temporarily reinstated border controls with European countries in order to keep troublemakers out. Other countries are doing their part, too. Britain has put travel bans on more than 3,000 known hooligans, and police officers from dozens of countries participating in the World Cup will be on hand throughout Germany to keep their own fans under control. Christian Zaks of Germany's Interior Ministry says European partners are also opening their intelligence databases to German security officers.
That will enable us to exchange data on people that shouldn't come to the World Cup, and we'll tell them in advance that the ones who are looking for trouble, as soon as they step over the line, they'll be dealt with.
More than a million people are expected to visit Germany during the World Cup, and some 30,000 police officers will be on duty throughout the tournament. The opening game is between Germany and Costa Rica in Munich on June 9th. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.